ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bum ba bu ba bu ba bum.
Tuesday.
Yep, there it is. That proves that everything's back the way it's supposed to be. That proves that despite the cold, we had Scarlett Johansson came in and did it a couple days, Wendy. She was good. She was pretty good.
And did she bring her boyfriend, Talon Jost?
Yeah, they're a coosome twosome. I read that, Wendy. I read that in Sneed's column. But they
Thank
are
you, Sneedly.
Coosome twosome. I would rather be alone for the rest of my life as opposed to being described as a coosome twosome. Bleah.
Really? I would expect you would have liked to be part of a coosome twosome.
Mm-mm. Not for me. I like when the cold, Wendy, is described not just as cold, but as Kim Gordon just described it, bitterly cold. That says something. Now, I don't know if that means that the cold itself is bitter about something or that we should be bitter that we've chosen to live in a frozen tundra like this.
Listen, it truly is bone-chilling cold.
Bone-chilling cold.
And I have titanium now in both knees, so imagine how cold that gets.
You're going to need to be jump-started.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. I bet that happens in the next 48 hours. Somebody's going to have to jump-start you. I wouldn't be shocked.
I know we talked a little bit about TV shows and movies and stuff, but I have to tell you, being out and recuperating from knee surgery, I did a lot of viewing, and I binged a Netflix original series.
Which one?
Called Ozark. Have you seen this yet with Jason Bateman?
I've not seen it. I've heard mixed things. And I love Jason Bateman, but I've heard very mixed things about it.
It's kind of a little depressing, dysfunctional family, and I really feel that when I came home right away and recovering from knee replacement surgery, you know, you're on pain meds and you're kind of, I was a little depressed because it's like I hated the fact that Jim and the boys had to wait on me. I don't like that. I like to handle things on my own.
Yeah.
I mean, you forget, like, getting up and down off a toilet seat is kind of tough when you have a knee that doesn't want to bend right away. And so
I'm building for you, Wendy? I'm building something called a toilet-vator that is a toilet elevator that you'll be able to sit on and then adjust and go up and down on it. I'm working on that right now. Hope to have that ready by Wednesday.
I don't need that now.
Oh, you don't
I'm
anymore?
I passed that.
Oh, all
yeah,
right.
You should have had that a while ago.
I'm slow.
But I'm watching this Ozark, and Bill, I got to tell you, it was a mindset that I didn't need in a time when I'm trying to be happy and recover from a surgery.
A little
like, it
too
was
downtrodden.
Too dark.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
And I really believe that it added to, like, a really sad recovery for me.
Oh, no. Well, how many episodes did
really
you watch?
Good.
A bunch or just one?
I watched all of them.
You watched
there were
the whole
two
show?
Seasons. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I had a lot of time.
I guess. But didn't you at some point go, I should find something cheerier, something a little more upbeat? Where's Two
yeah,
Broke Girls
had...
when you need it? That would have done the trick.
Yeah, I want to put that out there as a warning. Be careful what you choose to binge watch when
right.
you're recovering from surgery. Because really, I really feel that had like a bad effect on me.
I bet it did. You should have watched something more upbeat, don't you think?
Yeah, but I didn't, you know, it's like all of a sudden the world is your oyster. You don't have any commitments. You can lay in bed with your iPad. You can watch whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like sometimes you go to a record store and go, what music do I like?
Right.
Like I couldn't figure out what to watch.
Right. Too many choices now.
I did watch the documentary of Gilbert Gottfried, our friend
Gilbert.
Oh,
I want to see that. Is it great? I'm
it's
so
on
anxious
Hulu
to
now.
See that.
It really shows the side of Gilbert that none of us know. Except
really?
You.
Is that true? Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, like, the first time we had Gilbert in the studio, and I was a little shocked that off the air he was a little quiet and
yes.
reserved.
Yes,
that was confusing to me, yet you knew him, and you were like, no, that's just how he is.
Right.
It was tough for me to deal with that, because that's not the Gilbert I've known to love. And this documentary really explores that side of him, his personal life, his wife, his kids. It's really good.
You know what's interesting is most of the comedians that have personas that are just so big and loud and larger than life aren't like that. Like Steve Martin in his heyday when he was the wild and crazy guy. He was nothing like that at all. Bobcat Goldthwait when he was,
yes.
you know, when he was Bobcat, he was nothing like that at all. Gilbert Gottfried is the same way. He's very quiet and shy and reserved.
I find this weird that Gilbert signed off on this because he seemed uncomfortable letting people know that side of him.
Right.
But yet half of him seemed like, well, I want to get this out.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was really, really good. It has dropped on Hulu. It's available now. Definitely worth a watch. And aren't we talking to him sometime this year?
Yeah, he's fairly soon, I think, in the next couple of months.
Awesome.
But I love him. I just so love him. And when I found out they were making a documentary about him, I went, well, that's just perfect. I can't wait to see this. So I'm glad it's good.
I have to tell you, I'm a little surprised at how dirty he is. What is wrong with me?
Dirty in the
content-wise.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Well, he kind of doesn't. He doesn't back off. Like he's famous for being the first guy after September 11, when everybody said, "Well, this is the one thing you can't make fun of September 11th. That's just as wrong can be." The next night, he went up and made fun of September 11th. So
they mention that, and they mention his Aflac debacle.
Yep.
And just they show him doing stand up, and I haven't seen his show live, and I am shocked at how dirty he is.
Interesting.
I am not a prude.
Yeah.
I just was a little surprised. And then you see this warm, wonderful man on the, you know, personal end of things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A good dichotomy, a cacophony, if you will.
Oh, there's all that? I didn't know there's dichotomies and cacophonies. I can't wait to see it. Does it talk about the difference, you know, because there was the Gilbert... The early days of him, and then there was the Gilbert that happened after he got married and had kids. I mean, getting married and had kids changes everybody. I don't know how it couldn't change you. But with him, he became a whole different person.
I think I didn't see him. You mean on stage?
Well, not really on stage, because he doesn't do a lot of family stuff. He doesn't talk much about his wife or kids when he's on stage. If at all. I don't know if he ever does. George Carlin was the same way. I didn't know George Carlin had a daughter until after George Carlin died, because he never did stuff about being a dad, ever.
Gilbert might do some kid stuff in this.
Does he?
You really you need to see this.
Yeah, I can't wait to. I love him.
He's
I didn't
a dirty
know it was available.
Birdie.
Oh, all right. Then I'm in. Speaking of comics, really, really quickly, as you know, I can't stand Dane Cook. I just can't stand him, right? And there was some special, I'm trying to remember what special he was on, and they showed him, and he, you wouldn't recognize him. Like, when they first showed him, I'm like, who is that guy? And then they put his name underneath, and I go, oh my God, he aged a lot in the last few years.
I didn't mind him. I didn't, like, I wouldn't seek him out, but times that I saw him, I didn't think Dane Cook was that bad.
I didn't love him. He's one of those comics that went... Instead of being inventive, I'll just be loud. I think if I'm just loud, that's all I'll need. And for a while, it worked. He was really loud and really, really popular. But then all of a sudden, like, everybody who liked him just went, wait, he's just loud. That's all he is. He's loud.
Well, and, you know, we can agree to disagree. Everybody has different tastes on things. However, you and I now see eye to eye on the whole Kevin Hart thing. Because he hosted SNL, Bill, yeah. Over the break. And he sucked so bad. His monologue was terrible.
Yeah.
He's not funny.
Yeah.
He's, you know, complaining about, you know, or not even really complaining, but saying, you know, women do all the work and a dad just has to be fun for the kids. You know, we're having a new baby. But it's so weird to listen to him talk about that when he cheated on his wife.
He took a lot of heat for that bit about moms not being fun, because there were a lot of women who go, where is the time for fun? If you had to balance all the things I have to balance
right.
in a day, fun
I
doesn't
agree.
Even come close, you know? So he took a lot of heat. And I will give him, here's me defending Kevin Hart. Did you ever think you'd
oh,
see
God.
This?
Oh, God. That I'll is give, a new year.
I'll give him the slight benefit of the doubt, because he was just trying to find something there. So that was his thing, is that moms are this and this, but they're not fun. All right, that's a premise. I get it. But I don't know. Anytime I've ever seen Kevin Hart, whatever he's doing, I always go, I've seen other guys do exactly what he's doing way better, way funnier.
Like Jim Gaffigan, kind of.
Exactly. Perfect example.
Who's always funny.
Jim Gaffigan can take the exact same material that Kevin Hart has done and made it 1,000% better. I don't know.
And that's just it. You know, women were mad at him because, Bill, we've talked about this ad nauseum. If you say something offensive and it's super funny, then you laugh about it.
You get it, yeah.
But if it's not even funny, then people get irritated.
Right.
Like, make me laugh, funny man.
Right, yeah. Did you yell that at the TV when he was on?
I did.
Make me laugh, funny man.
He was in a sketch, which was really funny, about someone at work who has to use the facilities. That was funny to me. But his open and I don't know. It just bothered me so much that he's talking about this family life and this new baby, and like he totally cheated on his wife.
Oops. Did he forget to mention that in the monologue?
That would have been funny.
Right. That would have been. All right. I promised downstairs that we would discuss this. So here it is, really quickly. Barack Obama has put forth his list of his favorite songs of 2017. Now, if you
He's a Zepp head, isn't he?
Wait till you hear the scope of the music that he has enjoyed this past year. In the past, he's talked about his love for Led Zeppelin. So that's no surprise. But when you look at this list, the last guy in the world you'd think would be making this list of favorite music would be our former former president. I don't think Calvin Coolidge knew any of these bands, not a one of them. I'll be honest with you, I only know about a third or a quarter of these songs. I'm not saying that he's not cooler than me. He's way cooler than me. But do you know who Jay Belvin and Willie William are? They sing Mi Gente. That's one of his favorites.
It's like you're speaking a foreign language to me right now.
Now, this song I do know and love. Jasmine, see if you can find this song. Do you know the song Havana by Camila Cabello?
Again, no. Foreign language.
See if you can find that, Jazz.
Okay.
Na 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 na. Wendy, that was just me doing it. That wasn't the actual song.
I couldn't tell.
Although, when you hear the song, here's a quick disclaimer. It's a really catchy song. It's been in my head for like a month and a half. I don't know who put it in my head, but it's been there for a month and a half. I don't know if she wrote it or if somebody else wrote it, but she makes the mistake. I'm telling her she's making a mistake. She's probably sold 3 billion copies of this song. I've never sold. My Arietta song on the best day sold 6 copies. She sings the song about Havana, and then she's just trying to find stuff that rhymes, so she talks about East Atlanta and stuff like that. Common mistake with the young songwriters, Wendy. You don't just find any word that rhymes. It has to make sense, you know?
Right.
All right. So
you tell it.
Yeah. All right. So here's a little bit of Havana. I love this song. Listen to this.
Na-na.
Do you love this? I love this.
Half of my heart is in Havana, na-na.
Yeah, kind of. Like Gwen Stefani.
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
Yep.
It really does.
Same vibe, too.
So, President Barack Obama and I are listening to the same Havana song. Listen to this. A quick sidetrack, but it all makes sense. Over the holidays, Kylie had to come downtown for something, to pick up something at Water Tower Place. So she said to me, do you want to come with me? And I didn't really want to come with her because it was so bitterly cold, but I didn't want her driving all the way to Water Tower Place by herself, so I went with her. So she said, can I ask a favor? And I go, sure. She goes, we usually, when we drive together, we listen to your music, which is Duran Duran. And I said, yeah. And she said, can I have my radio on? And I go, yeah, absolutely. Why not? Right? So she puts on her radio station, B96, for those of you keeping track.
Really?
Yeah.
The Killer Bee.
The Killer Bee. I knew the first song right off the bat. I go, oh, I like this song. This is a pretty good song. And I knew who sang it. I knew what the song was. Then the second song comes on, and I go, I'm not crazy about this, but all right. I listened to that song. I knew who it was. I knew the band. I knew the song. The third song comes on, and I know that one. So I said to her, isn't that kind of impressive? And she goes, what? And I go, I knew all three. Like, we've heard three songs in the car from B96, which is geared towards, I think, 16-year-olds, isn't it? I go, but I knew those songs. Isn't that kind of cool? And she goes, no, that's not cool at all. And I said, no, it is, because like when I was your age, if my dad got in the car, unless I played like Jimmy Dorsey, my dad wouldn't have known who that was. You know, there wouldn't have been a single common song, personal like song of the moment that would have come on that my dad would have gone, oh, yeah, these guys. I love these guys. I go, don't I get points for that? I didn't get any points for that.
What is it with fathers that need to get points? Guys, you guys need points.
I think we do need points because that was an amazing feat I pulled off. Don't you think it is?
Well, you're very hip.
Na 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 na.
Havana. I'm surprised you are hip to that type of music.
I am too. And I think,
but I wouldn't be proud. I'd be embarrassed.
I'm somewhere between proud and embarrassed. My barometer's going back and forth on proud and embarrassed. But I think that she, as a kid, should have said, "This is so cool that my dad makes an effort to know and enjoy my music." But instead,
kids don't think like
that. No, they don't
think
like that. No, they don't.
They They think you're cool because you're fun and you're a great guy and you're a good dad, a great dad.
Well, I said
to her, they don't care that you know music.
I know. And I said, put that on Instagram. And I don't even know what that means. I said, I want you to put that on Instagram. And she wouldn't do it.
Have you been having secret lunches with Jobo where you're hip on all these songs?
Yes. Jobo and I went to the Long John Silver and he hep me to the new music. Also on Barack Obama's list, I wonder if Kylie would be impressed if Barack Obama hopped in the car and knew all of her music. I bet she wouldn't.
I bet she would. He's the president. There's a big difference between you and the former president.
No, I know. I know. And this list illustrates it, I think, beautifully.
So that was the first one, Havana, right?
Havana is the first one that I knew. Well, they're not in order on his list.
But that's the first one you mentioned?
No, Mi Gente. By Jay Balvin and Willie Williams. Oh, and a quick side note about Havana, Wendy. You heard Camila Cabello singing it, but did you also know that Young Thug is featured in that song? Because he is. Young Thug.
Did Jobo just text you that?
Yes. He said, no, here's what, can I read you Jobo's text to me?
Yes.
Bill, I have some sad news. You cannot be known as Young Thug because somebody else has already chosen that name. Your pal Jobo. That's the saddest text I've gotten in 2018 so far.
It's pretty sad.
It's very sad. Barack Obama likes the song Blessed by Daniel Caesar.
Don't know that either.
I don't know that one. He likes The Joke by Brandi Carlile.
I know of her.
I don't know who that is. He likes First World Problems by Chance the Rapper. Now, that one I only know because I think he did that one on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, then I know it too.
Rise Up by Andra Day. Wild Thoughts by DJ Khalid. Family Feud by Jay-Z. Not the game show, the song.
Dun, 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 dun.
Survey says. Humble by Kendrick Lamar. Unforgettable.
Heard of Kendrick.
Yeah, I know his work a little bit. I don't know that song, but I've heard of Kendrick Lamar. And then the list goes on and on. Channel by Frankie Ocean. Feel It Still by Portugal the Man. Oh, that song I love, Feel It Still. That's a great song. That's the one where they keep mentioning years from long ago.
You like a lot of place songs, like Havana, Portugal.
Yeah. Well, Portugal's not the song. That's the name of the band who sings it, is Portugal the Man. And I don't think there is a man in the band called Portugal, so it's very misleading. Jazz, see if you can find that. It's Feel It Still by Portugal the Man. That's a good song. Wendy, you'll like this one. It'll make you dance.
I can't.
All right, listen to this song. Feel It Still, Portugal the Man. This has a very peppy musical bass.
It's like part surf music.
Yes, yes.
Keep my hands on myself.
All right, I like this.
Isn't this good?
Who is this? Portugal the Man?
Portugal the Man.
Is it a woman?
This is a woman singing, but they also have another singer who's a guy. And in the video for this, Wendy, even though it's a girl singing it, it's a guy kind of mouthing the words, so it's very confusing.
Can't you tell in the first 20 seconds, maybe even 10 seconds, if you're going to like a song
or not?
Yes,
it takes about 20 seconds. Yep. Do you like this more than the Havana song or the same?
Yes, I like this more.
Both of these, by the way, have been downloaded by myself and Barack Obama in the last couple of weeks.
Your daughter should be proud.
By the way, he stole my password for YouTube. For YouTube.
Big Thug?
Yeah. Yeah, Big Thug. All right, let's take a quick break, and then Judy Pilak will be in. It's all part of Bill and Wendy's dance party on WGN. Wendy, other than Young Thug, you know who I miss more than anybody else? Is Judy Pilak.
Aww. I totally miss Judy Pilak.
Well, Wendy, how are you?
Our dreams have come true because she's here, Wendy. Judy is here in the studio.
How are you, Jude? How are you, Wendy?
I'm doing well. I'm going to be at home this week, which I wish I had some wacky neighbors that would come over and ring the doorbell while I'm broadcasting from home. Yeah, wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun.
Then you can put it on YouTube and get 1,000 gazillion hits.
Yep.
I just made up that number.
It would be fun.
Do you want Judy and I to come by and work on any household chores that need to be done? We could do that for you.
Sure.
No, I have left everything.
Oh.
Do you need some food? Do you need some baked goods or a casserole?
I do love casseroles.
Consider it done.
Bill, will you make me one?
Yeah, absolutely.
I will make you a casserole. I'm going to make you one.
You don't have to.
I'll do it, Wendy. Do you like tangy taffy casserole?
Sweet and sour?
Mmm.
Judy put together a little survival basket, which I really enjoyed once I got home, with all the People magazines and a little throw blanket and some nice comfy slipper socks and lipstick and mascara.
Oh,
and I thank you so much
thoughtful.
For that.
Did you read the book?
I did not read the book.
Oh,
what's the book? What'd
I want
you
that
give?
Book back. Geek
I'll
Love.
I'll bring it back to you.
Geek Love?
Yeah.
What is
one
that?
Of the best books
what's
I've
it
ever
about?
Read. It is about a family, a Kearney family, and they actually, the parents actually, they do things to make sure that their children are born with deformities. Like the
really?
Mother drinks.
Oh, that sounds like my
the mother
my
drinks
life.
Pine Sol and you know does
wow.
math.
Oh my God.
And, I know. And then from there, it's a story about the family. It's just, I know, it's crazy.
Okay, now I have to read it.
Yeah, it's so good.
So it
you
really is.
It.
Like, the first meaning of geek was circus sideshow
yes,
performers.
Yes, exactly. And
then we
and
all
they're
just kind of...
Yes, they're
so
geeks.
So it's literal.
And it's literal, and it's really a book about family. And
well,
it's,
that sounds
it'll
good.
Make
based
laugh,
on a true story?
No.
Geek Love, who wrote it?
I think they would be... You know what? It was written by a woman. I don't know. But do you have it there, Wendy?
Is it Danielle
no.
Steele?
I'm no. not in my bed.
Not only... Oh, you're not? Well, what's wrong with
I didn't want to broadcast from my bed. I thought that was kind of weird.
So I'm envisioning the book under your bed, just thrown under there. But it was written 25 years ago. It is. I just read it in Greece.
It's, oh, that sounds really good. I would
yeah.
read that.
Yeah. Okay, you can give it to Bill next, but
I'll
I want
take it
back.
No, I am really going to read it. I haven't
all
read
right.
a book in quite some time.
You get another week.
All right. Oh, I got to read it in a week.
You're on the timer,
like,
Wendy.
I don't mean to be harsh, but
come on, you have
that.
To. You have
yeah.
one more week to read Geek Love, and then you got to return it.
Well, just start it. If you don't like, you'll know. I mean, I started it. I couldn't put it down.
Wendy, Judy has the same overdue charge that libraries have. It's 2 cents a day. So if you want to keep your vast
is it
fortune
really
intact,
only 2 cents a day?
It's still 2 cents
no,
a day.
No, it's a dime now.
Is
yeah,
it really?
It's a lot more, yeah.
Oh, man.
And it's a dollar a day if you take out video.
That's
that
still
adds
a
up.
Bargain.
Take all their money, yeah. And then who? I never feel bad giving the library money.
Right.
I don't either.
Right.
Even though we,
they put it to
even though we give them money every year through our taxes, I still give them an extra
right.
10 here and there.
Yeah. That's true.
Catherine Dunn is the author of Geek Love.
Catherine Dunn.
Boy, I didn't even
published
know that.
Published in 1989.
All right, I'm going to find it.
Oh, it's so good.
368 pages. Too long for me.
Wow.
You will love it. Aquaboy will steal your heart.
Oh.
All right, I'm doing that this afternoon. Hey, Judy, I want to thank you for this Geek Love book. I just had
did you just read it, Wendy, in the, during
well,
during Judy's newscast, the whole book?
I was paid a visit by a wacky neighbor. Jimmy Mack came down with the book, Geek Love, and I found a receipt all in Greek.
Oh.
And it's like a strip club or something.
Is that where you bought it, Jude? At a Greek strip club?
I don't need to answer that. Is there any,
but if
any other kind
that's
of
what they sell
club?
In the gift shops at strip clubs in Greece?
Let me tell you, I got
books?
That book at this cool... I mean, this bookstore could have been like a Harry Potter movie.
Really?
It was so cool.
Yeah.
In a basement, you had to go down all these stairs.
Oh,
my gosh. On the, you know, side of a rock. Oh, it was awesome.
Well, the receipt's in here as your bookmark. And I just wanted to tell you, Bill,
yes.
Terry Gilliam
of Monty Python?
Yes, he left a comment, the most romantic novel about love and family I have read. It made me ashamed to be so utterly normal.
That's beautiful.
And the cult classic, Geek Love, as given to me to borrow from Judy Pilak, as loved by Kurt Cobain, Courtney Love, Jeff Buckley, Terry Gilliam, Flea, Karen Russell, and Douglas Copeland.
That's quite a list.
Enjoy.
Can I recommend a book to you, Wendy?
Yes.
And I don't know if you've read this, Jude, but it's my second favorite book of all time, The Confederacy of Dunces.
No, I've never read that.
Oh, it's so good.
I have to read it.
It's so
who
good.
Who did that?
John Kennedy O'Toole. I think it was the only book he ever had published, I think, and it was published posthumously. He committed suicide, and his mother, very distraught over this, that he had written this novel that could not get published, didn't give up and kept taking the book to publishers, and finally somebody published it and it became a classic. It's just
yeah,
such a
I
great
hear
story.
About it all the time.
Oh, so good.
The Confederacy of Dunces?
Yeah, John Kennedy O'Toole.
I'm reading that. While you read the Geek Love, I'm reading that Confederacy.
All right.
Can I recommend one more book? Hop on Pop.
I read that earlier.
Oh,
I couldn't get through it.
Really? There's just something about it.
It was so redundant.
All right.
I think it was creepy when you think about
it. Yeah, I guess it is. All right, don't re-hop on pop. It needs to be banned. You can't have that out. Judy needs to leave. There's things going on in the newsroom,
Bye, Wendy.
But you'll be by again tomorrow,
right? I'll expect a review tomorrow on the first 100
review.
Pages. Could you get through 100?
All right. Full review.
Or 20.
I'll see what I can do.
See what you can do on short notice, Wendy. Wendy, would you agree with me when I say that kids say the darndest things?
Yes, I would.
My friend Art Linkletter told me that years ago, and I thought he was lying to me. But it turns out Art Linkletter was right, that guy. I found this. These are test answers that kids have put on tests where if you were the teacher, it'd be tough to mark them wrong because kind of they're wrong, but kind of they're right. I'll give you an example.
You love these.
I love these.
I know
you do. I love these. Now, the only downside to this is it's at a website called giveitlove.com, and the only downside is they don't print the kids' names that supplied the answers, and I think that that's awful, because if a kid is brilliant enough to come up with these answers, they should get attention for it, but they don't do it over at giveitlove.com. All right, so these are various tests and the answers that little kids, little grade school kids have put. Are you ready? Here's the first one. This was all about learning about solutions to problems. So on the test, in one box, it says the problem, and it's written out, and then you, the child, the student, has to provide the solution. So here's one of the problems. You fell on the playground, and you scratched your knee, and the child's solution is get up and deal with it. Now, that's a kid that's going to go far in life, don't you think? They took a problem, and they fixed it. Here's a test. The question is, I earn money at home by, and then a blank space, and this kid named Frankie put, I don't, I am a freeloader. He's a very honest kid.
Which he heard, of course, his parents refer to
him as. I bet they did at some point call him Freddie the Freeloader. Here's a question. This is a science test. It says, some atoms share electrons and become more stable. Describe a situation in which people share something and everyone benefits. And the child put down communism. See, now, if you're the teacher, you can't give him a wrong answer on that. He's right. That is communism. It's not the answer they were looking for, but it's kind of right. This was a Spanish test. And again, the child's name who supplied this answer is not given, and it's a shame because I think this is brilliant. So they want you to translate things from Spanish into English. Like one is Irla Casina, one is Cortel El Pan, Calentar La Sopa. All you have to supply the English answer. So here's the question they put down. Use your commands to tell your sister to do the following things. And the kid just put simply, I don't have a sister, and left all of them blank. The teacher, by the way, wrote seven wrong. He got seven wrong points for that. He lost a point for each of the seven he didn't answer. That's not good.
How old are these kids? Does it give the ages?
It's all different ages. It's all different ages.
Because I see, the kid can't move past that.
Right. This is going to scar this child for life. It's not all the same kid, but whoever the kid is. Here's the test question. This is from a question about history. What ended in 1896? The child's answer, 1895.
That's what my answer would have been. That was great.
That's brilliant. I love this kid. I don't know this kid, but I would adopt this kid if I was given the chance. Here's one. This is from a math test. Remember those things on math tests, Wendy? We hardly ever use them as an adult, but as a kid, you'd see this every day in math class. The greater than or less than sign.
Yes.
So it was like an arrow, kind of, and one was greater than, one was less than. So they have two numbers. There's five different test questions, and it says write greater than, and then the word or, and less than. So what this kid did is he put the word or in for each of them, like 0.5 or 0.10, 3.2 or 3.12. So that was the teacher's fault, I think, for not putting it down properly.
Yeah, not explaining it.
All right, here's a good one. This is from a zoological test. Remember when you were in school, Wendy? Those are the hardest tests to take, the zoological tests.
I love animals, so I would.
Everybody loves animals. All right, so here's the test question. Name six animals which live specifically in the Arctic. And the child's answer is two polar bears and four seals. You should get extra credit for that, not have points taken away. That kid's brilliant.
Hysterical.
These are problem solvers, these kids. All right, here's one. Here's the test question. What are three things that you want to do in the future? The child put, number one, get a girlfriend. Number two, kiss her. And number three, rule the world.
Perfect order.
Yeah, do them in that order. Please do them in that order. All right, this is a tough one. This is a math equation. The question is, the water on the Earth's oceans stores a lot of heat. An engineer designed an ocean liner that would extract heat from the ocean's waters at 10 degrees Celsius, which is 283 degrees Kelvin, and reject heat to the atmosphere of 2 to the T power of 1, equaling 20 Celsius. He thought he had a good idea, but his boss fired him. Explain. And the child put, because he slept with the boss's wife.
That makes more sense, because I got lost in the whole Celsius and Kelvin thing.
I got sick to my stomach because I remember when I had to take these tests where there was Kelvin and Celsius.
That was hard.
You know what, though? Be honest. Like, when you're in school, you had these on a fairly regular basis. Have you ever had to use these as an adult?
No. And less so now with the cell phone.
Right.
You know what I mean? You have smartphones that can tell you exactly what the temperature is. And if you need to know what it is Kelvin, you just type in convert.
The translation.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, now, as a kid, I used to say I had certain teachers. Like, I knew when I was a kid I wasn't going to become a scientist. This was obvious from day one.
How did
one.
You know?
I didn't have a beaker. You know, and I knew that I would never become a scientist. So I never did good in science class. That's the one class I could just never figure out, was science class. And I'd always say to the teacher, we both know I'm not going to be a scientist. And they'd go, no, but this is good stuff to know. And I'd go, not for me. I don't need to know this. I'll have no future in science. But they didn't see it that way.
I know. When you dissect the fetal pig, which we did and my son Dylan just did in high school this year, what does that do?
Well,
what do you learn from that? Be honest. I'm not going to do any surgical procedures on a fetal pig or anything else for that
matter.
What
would have to happen in your life where you were called in by some medical group and said, Wendy, we need you stat to come in here and take this pig apart. Please, get in here quickly. That wouldn't happen.
I mean, it was pretty cool, I have to admit.
But all right, so do you agree with me? There are certain subjects, like you have to know math, right?
Yes.
You have to know spelling. There are certain things you have to know. But on those, there's certain classes, like if you're not going to go into the world of science, I mean, it's nice to know, but I'm not any greater or lesser of a person because I don't know how to dissect a pig.
Yeah, that one I don't understand. And Dylan this past year went to some crazy place in the city where he got to hold a human brain in his hand.
Oh, from a dead guy?
It was
good.
Like
good choice.
Some museum of... I don't know what it was called, like a cadaver museum. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
But he was able to hold a brain in his hand. They had the gloves on. He has long hair, so they said to put a hat on because you'll smell like formaldehyde all the time.
Yeah.
And he thought that was the coolest thing in the world because he was surprised how heavy a human brain is. And
it is kind of heavy, right?
Your little neck muscle holding, you know, because our brains are so huge.
We have large brains.
And then plus your skull, it's like,
right.
Think of all the power your neck has to hold your head upright.
Were there any kids that were squeamish about holding a brain?
Yes.
Because I would have been one of those kids.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised he volunteered to do it, but he touched it and thought it was really cool. And he saw a knee replacement, which,
oh, he did?
Know, I started watching online.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why I looked at that. As soon as they made the first cut, Dylan comes in and said, why are you watching what you just had done? And I said, I don't really know, and then I had to turn it off. Like, I don't want to see what they did.
No, it's better to not know, I think. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's much easier.
I touched 10 seconds, and I was, like, ready to faint.
I'm surprised he held a brain. I don't think I would have been able to hold a brain.
I'd be intrigued as to how...
I don't even want to think about my own.
Yeah, I know.
I'd prefer to not think about it. I know it's up there. I know it's working about 13% capacity. That's all I need. here's a cool test. This is this has to do with colors. There's a bunch of questions about colors, and one of the questions on the test is, what's your favorite hue? And the child put Jackman.
That one's awesome.
That's excellent. Again, if I'm a teacher, I can't take points away from a kid that's that funny. I just go, you're the future. You're great. I'm not taking any points away from you.
At least give them half a point for that.
Right.
For being creative. Right.
Right. At least half a point.
Could you put Lewis I know it's Huey, but Huey would Lewis? Hugh Lewis count?
I would put dash and then the Y for E and then Lewis.
I'm keeping that in mind for a future test I take.
Yeah, yep.
All right, dash Y, Lewis.
I don't know what kind of a test this would be. Oh, it's a survey. It's a student survey. And it says, in a word, describe our school, and the kid just put hell. Wow. Kind of dark.
Yeah.
All right, this is one. I'm trying to think of what the test question could have been. They show, it's just simple words. They want you to put simple words in. So they show a picture of a taxi, and then this one's supplied to you. So there's a picture of a taxi, and then the kid puts in, they didn't put in, it was already on the test, cab. And then the next one is like a sack from a grocery store, and you had to write in the word bag. And then the next one is a can of peas, so you have to put in the word can. And then the next one is a guy sitting in a chair with an arrow pointing towards his midsection, and the kid just put in penis. Which is where the arrow is pointing. I mean, if I'm the kid's attorney, I say, you tell me, where's that arrow pointing?
Well, what's the right answer for that one? Navel, belly button, what? Belt buckle?
I think they wanted the word dad. Because it's just a guy who looks like a dad sitting in a chair with an arrow on him. But it is pointing at his midsection there. So I think that kid has a court date. I think he does. A child swallows a cleaning product. Why is milk often given?
I know why.
Do you know the right answer?
Yeah, because it's
supposed to... Because I know the answer. It makes you throw up,
like,
right?
Like, coat it. No, I thought it was supposed to coat the lining of your stomach so it doesn't burn it as badly.
Oh, that's probably the right answer.
Syrup of Ipecac makes you throw up.
That name makes me throw up.
It's kind of got Ipecac. You know, that means throw up.
Right.
I cacked.
So which came first? Did they name that first, or did the word cack come because of syrup of Ipecac?
I don't know.
And did they also make pancake syrup of Ipecac? Because I want some of that on my pancakes. The child's answer, so again, the question was, a child swallows a cleaning product, why is milk often given? And the kid's answer is, to make them happy before they die. That's hysterical.
A lot of dark sides to these children.
Right. I can't read the next one. The next one's dirty, Wendy, and I can't read it. All right, so the question here is, you have to pick the best answer. They supply a phrase, and then you have to supply an answer of which word best fits it. So the sentence is, the man blank the dog. And you can either put fit the dog or hit the dog. But the child went off the board and put, the man pet the dog. And then in brackets, he wrote, you should not hit dogs.
I love that kid.
That's very smart.
I don't like the man hit the dog. I thought it was the man walked the dog. It
that would be better.
Hit.
Right. And fit doesn't make sense.
No.
So again, this kid, all these
kids
should get extra credit. Yeah, every one of them. This is a question about science. Why are there rings on Saturn? And the child put, because God liked it, so he put a ring on it.
Many rings. He liked
Many
it
rings.
A lot.
Many rings.
Are there seven rings on Saturn?
I think there may be. Is that right?
I see if There's I learned anything in science.
There's a bunch. All right, so here's the question. It said, write an example of a risk. And the child's answer was this.
I don't get it.
He took a risk by just putting the word this instead of putting a long, drawn-out answer. The kid just went, I'll show you a risk. I'm just putting on a one-word answer.
All right, I like that.
All right, so this was a question about shapes, various shapes. And it says, name the quadrangle. And then there's five different like squares and rectangles that have different angles to them. So again, the question was, name the quadrangle. So the first one is kind of a square, and the kid puts Bob. The second one is kind of a sideways square, and he puts Sam. The next one's a longer one, he put Harry. The next one's Kate. And then Edison is the green one, the large green one.
I love it.
Very funny.
That's adorable.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find
one. And that's funny if these are elementary kids, but what if it's like a college student?
Right.
Then it's not that funny.
Right. All right, they want to know the difference between these two numbers. This was a math test. What is the difference between 180 and 158? And the kid put 22. And then at the bottom it says, explain how you found your answer. And the kid put, I used math. Good for you. This next one, I don't understand the next one. What do we call the science of classifying living things? And the child's answer was racism.
Oh, wow.
That's a brilliant kid. All right, now there's one more. It's a math problem. So you have kind of a circle with a line through it, and then there's nothing on the bottom part of the line, but on the top part of the line is the letter X. So the math problem is find X. And the kid circled it, and he put, here it is. Brilliant.
He found it.
He found it. Give him some credit. All right, let's take a quick break, and then we'll close things off. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Wendy, guess what? That's the end of the show.
Get out.
That's it. We gave and we gave and we gave until there was nothing left to give.
Listen, I want to thank you, Bill, and Jasmine, for working a little harder today, because I need to be at home for the rest of this week, and then I'm back in the studio next week, and you're not there.
Right.
Are we going on tour? See each other?
I'm going on tour with Young Thug. We've been talking about this for years, and Thuggy calls me up. He's like, are we ever going to do this? I go, we're doing this now, so we're going on tour.
Is Jobo your roadie?
Jobo roadie, yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Tomorrow on the show, our legal counsel, Rich Lenkoff, will be by to tell us who we should be suing in 2018. And also, Dr. John Duffy.
Excellent.
That'll be fun. That'll be a good show. So that's it for today. Thrilled that you're listening. Please tune in again tomorrow. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.